I'm listening to Against the Arctic, Triple R, Australia. Come with it.
Four minutes past eight. It's Tuesday night. Thanks to the Architects, Christine, Simon, and Stuart for the last hour. They'll be back next week here on Triple R at 7 o'clock. We're listening to a piece of Arthur Russell's composition, which was originally recorded 1981, February 1981, conducted by Julius Eastman and released on Chatham Square Records. A different side to a man known for avant disco productions and Buddhist pop songs played with a cello. It's beautiful music from films never made. Welcome to Against the Arctic here on Triple R. It's about the fifth week of this show on a Tuesday night. It used to be on a Sunday. If you're a new listener, welcome to the show. I hope you enjoy it. I'm with you, or you're with me, until 10 o'clock tonight. And in that time, we're going to travel many musical roads. Regular listeners to the Arctic, welcome. Give us a call at any time if you want to know what you're listening to. That number here at Triple R is 93881027. Tonight on the show, we're going to hear a whole mix of stuff. Going to keep looking at Panama 2, which is an amazing compilation. Looking at 1960s and 1970s Panamanian music. Some new music from Damn Funk, Flying Lotus, Black Dice, Mikachu, some Calypso sounds. Something from Moondog, Mike Slott, Beat Dimensions Volume 2 is out, an amazing compilation from Amsterdam's Rush Hour of forward-thinking and futuristic hip-hop. The Akron Family have a great new record out. Melbourne's Suki Band have released an amazing self-titled record, and a Melbourne-based dubstep producer called Cloak sent me some stuff. So I guess if I want to get through it, I've got to shut up and start playing it. You're on Triple R. Thank you.
Iwele kwega munu, edu megu ame gbeko lulua. Iwele kwega munu, iwele ame gile gbeko ne. Igi gie kule mume, igane nagari yobome. Iga temata mae. Ope aga gbe mi ye me, ogulo no gagi gbe mi ye me. Iwe lo degi bulo, ene no bie mo mari luk morua. Ori ebe na gagile, ori ebe na gize degile. Boga si eno magana. Aga waki a igbe, waki a woro na ya mwe kome ghiyan. Na ya mule lu wubo, e na ya mule lu wogo ya ghiyan. Se ni ga ya ghi rurei, oma ne ghi zede ghi tuta, lori rowe ghi maa. Ona se mi no doma, e mata no ghi ba mi e wakmona. Ni me me na ghi kala, ino ma ghe yubo kami ye me. Oma ne ghi ro li ro, wele ni o gele ghi ye. Iye ma ghi mo son me. Opya munu dali so, doma no ga yubo ghi kwele ku. Oma ne gbe kane ni a kwa ghi gwi na ghi gele kwele ku e. Oma rock by the rolla, in a gale sick oligi, but I listen in a man. Thank you.
not. Así que me gusta, compadre, de puro seco, panameño. El tamborito llegó a Puerto Rico, luego pasó y en Nueva York estrago causó. Y en Panamá fue donde nació. Bailando está el tamborito del swing. 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 Es el uno y menos es el dos. El tres llegó y atrás se quedó. Y el cuatro gritó y a todo asustó. Bailen todo este rico son. Bailando está el tamborito del swing. Bailando está el tamborito del swing. Bailando está el tamborito del swing. Bailando está el tamborito del swing.
¡Ey! ¡Ey! ¡El guajiro!
Este domingo a la pelea de los gallos. Te demostraré que el mío es el más finito.
Tamborito che, tamborito che, tamborito che, tamborito che, tamborito che, tamborito che.
Thank you.
Kevin Drew from Broken Social Scene. You're listening to Triple R Radio.
Thank you.
An abruptly ending Suki. Well, there they still are. It's a track called Upskirt from a new record from the Melbourne band. Self-titled. It's out on Two Bright Lakes, produced by Nick Huggins. Already I'm thinking one of the albums of the year. Here we are in May. Check out Suki. We'll be hearing more from that record as the weeks go by. We heard from Carlos Nino and Friends before that. Thursday, August 9th, 2007 was the title of the song we heard. Enjoying that, the sort of ambient and spatial interludes from that new record from Carlos Nino, Los Angeles-based musician. We heard Luke Van Acker before that. A track called Vision One. Not sure the story behind that record, but believe it was something to do with a guy locked in a bedroom for a day or two with a bunch of analog gear making like some kind of modern experimental library record, and there's some amazing tracks on it. Vision One from Luke Van Acker. We heard something new from Black Dice, a record out on Animal Collective's Poor Tracks label. We're going to hear from the collective in just a second. Black Dice gave us Idiot's Pasture, their new record. As always, a challenging but amazing listen. It's called Repo, and you can get it through Mistletoe Records. Before that, decidedly different flavour for a little while. We heard some Panamanian music, Papi Brandao y su conjunto eres tableños, with La Mujer de Panama. It's from Panama 2, which is a compilation on Soundway. Been playing quite a bit of the last couple of weeks. It's, well, as you'd expect, the second volume, titled Panama 2, of tunes taken from the city between 1967 and 1977. For my money, the second volume's actually more swinging, but maybe it's just, you know, the temptation of the new. I did really love the first volume. It's Latin sounds, tropical cumbia and calypso funk on the isthmus. Pretty amazing story behind that record, because it was sort of the result of some interesting, migration policy in the early part of the century in Panama. They had to build a canal between 1904 and 14, and so they encouraged immigration for people to work. 150,000 people came to Panama between 1904 and 1914. About 25,000 of the people who came perished whilst working on the canal. It was such a huge feat. And we're talking people from all over Europe and the Americas, South America, and all over the world. So you've got Greek, Lebanese, Spanish, Italian, Eastern Europeans, but the majority of people were from the Afro-Antilles, places like Jamaica, Barbados, and the Caribbean, other places like that. A lot of these people, after they finished working on the canal, stayed and raised children, had families here. And as a result of the way that they grew up, incredibly wide taste, diverse taste in music, also you know, soul, bebop, jazz and swing, all these musics kind of happened and came through as the families were growing up, and then they had children. And so in the 1960s and 1970s you had a total hotbed of music, hence why these two compilations have been such amazing resources. Panama 2, you get it through Fuse, you should be able to find it around the place pretty soon. We heard a couple of tracks from that, Los Silvertones, before Papi Brandao gave us Tamborito Swing, and then a Papi Brandao track with a different band that came from the first volume of Panama called Viva Panama. We heard Moondog in there with OO Solo 6-4 from a new record on Honest John's called More Moondog. The Rhythm Aces gave us Mummy, a calypso instrumental from Marvelous Boy, a new compilation of West African calypso, also out on Honest John's. We heard from Rolling Stone his traditional Aces, Ika, Suo, Gamwen. Ginger Folorunzo Johnson gave us a beautiful instrumental, Egyptian Bint Al Cha Cha. And that's from London Is the Place for Me, Volume 4. We started off with Arthur Russell, a beautiful song from Tower of Meaning, orchestral compositions conducted by Julius Eastman. We heard the fifth composition in that cycle of six. It's 8:45. You are on Triple R.
Vitamin Records is thrilled to announce a very special gathering, the Indie Six Pack, featuring Tin Pan Orange, Fireside Bellows, Lucy Thorne, Sal Kimber, Lee Flanagan and Tobias Hengeveld. Thursday, 14th of May at the Corner Hotel. A jam-packed evening of sublime music as six great groups share songs, stories and the rider. The Indie Six Pack, Thursday the 14th at the Corner Hotel. Show starts 8 p.m. sharp. Tickets are $16. Available at the door on the night only. Check out vitamin.net.au for more info. Vitamin Records, sponsoring Triple R.
Hope Is Not Enough is the debut album from London's Royal Treatment Plant. Featuring the tracks Undercurrent and Half As Much. Out now online and in store through Universal Music Australia. Proud Triple R sponsors.
Yeah, you're back on Against the Arctic with Declan, taking you through to the 10 on this Tuesday night. Direction's going to change a little bit. I thought we'd hear from Animal Collective, a record called Merryweather Post Pavilion, which people cream their jacks about when it came out. It is worthy of the hype from Animal Collective, but definitely their most accessible record. It's a huge sounding record. A really phenomenally produced album. Panda Bear's written a few songs in there, so fans of his record Person Pitch will have something to love. Sorry if you've heard these songs a million times in January. I was, I'd been a father for a month, so I was in the deep vortex of new parenthood, and subsequently record releases failed to sort of register on my radar for a little while. Hence why I'm coming to the Animal Collective a little bit late. We're going to hear some more strains of bent pop music after the Animal Collective, and we'll work our way to some fractured hip-hop and dubstep sounds as we get a little bit closer to 10. 10 is the time when Andy Frost takes you for No Way Back. It's a new show here on Triple R, so stick around. And yes, as you noticed, that last bracket was very, very long. So do call if you like the sounds of what you're listening to. Here's Animal Collective.
Oh, street.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Rachel Griffiths and you're listening to 3RRR.
Thank you.
none other than DJ Harvey. It's one of the reissues from his amazing label Black Hawk. One of the early edit series of something that's becoming very popular these days, but DJ Harvey was doing it on tape, reel-to-reel style, long ago. This is a cover of, it's a very odd cover of James Brown's Give It Up, Turn It Loose. Last time I played this, I couldn't think what it was. It was irking me. And then I worked it out. We heard from Aardvark before this with Kicker Jazz on Nod Navigators. Incredible electronic beats from Aardvark. He's meant to be an incredible DJ, the Dutchman, as well. Hopefully one day he'll come to Australia. We heard Theo Parrish before that, JB's edit. Tiago, Force of Simba. Tiago's edit of Force of Simba on Mindless Boogie. We heard some Hungarian psych from Sarolta Zalatne, a track called Had Mon Jamel. Fridge gave us the very pavement-esque Swerve and Spin. Mikachu with Curly Teeth. We started off with Animal Collective. Daily Routine from Merriweather Post Pavilion. It's 19 minutes past 9. Tune to Against the Arctic until 10. Let's get back to the mental sounds. We'll be right back.
Mark Pritchard, and you're listening to Against the Arctic with Declan Kelly on Triple R. We'll be right back.
track there from Loan called Beach Bump. To send a shout out to Sean Bracey, who passed me that album. The Loan album is called Lemurian. Features one after another of freaked out kind of futuristic hip hop cut after another. Before Loan was Sydney native Diz One with a track from the upcoming Beat Dimensions comp. It's volume 2 of Beat Dimensions, released on the Dutch label Rush Hour. Volume 1 was out in 2007. And kind of, not so much defined a genre, but really pulled together a lot of producers from across the world, and sort of was one of the first times that that sort of sound had been kind of collected together anywhere on one compilation. And from then, the currency of that music worldwide has grown from strength to strength, and the experimentation within the kind of within the sound is it's been really amazing in such a short time. So look out for volume 2 of Beat Dimensions. Good to see an Aussie making the cut on that one. The Diz One track we heard was called Konatakosuke Yaro, and we heard from Mike Slot before that beautiful new track from him called Home. It's out as part of a teaser to Producers Number 2, another various artist compilation on the same kind of tip as Beat Dimensions. Before that, an incredible tune from Glasgow's Joker called Psychedelic Runway. It's out on his own label, Capsize, clearly taking dubstep in a new direction with a kind of crazy 80s twist. That Joker track's not like anything I've heard. Before that, a Melbourne guy called Cloak is doing some beautiful Detroit inspired take on dubstep, real kind of nod to Theo Parrish with some of the chords there, and also similar to sound of Martin's, but beautiful production from Cloak. The track was Basement. We had some deep European techno before that from Noir Friction, Lips Sealed. It's also out through Rush Hour. Going back a while before that, As One gave us another revolution, Stacey Pullen's remix, and we started off that bracket with the mellifluous funk of the Isley Brothers from their untouchable 70s period at Teaneck Records. They gave us the track parts 1 and 2 of Live It Up from the Isley Brothers. The album is of the same name. It's been Declan with you for the last couple of hours of Against the Arctic. Andy Frost is here ready with the bag of records set to devastate the turntables for a couple of hours. So I don't think you should go anywhere. He's taking you through till 12. I'll be back next week between 8 and 10. I'll leave you with a couple of very important messages and a short snippet of a new track from Damn Funk, who's an artist releasing synthed out disco magic. But wait for it. It's on Stones Throw Records. More of that in the coming weeks. See you soon.
This week at Revolver Upstairs, Saturday 16th, Jaguar Spring, Parking Lot Experiments and Ship's Piano. Plus the Late Show with The Ransoms, Diego Garcia, Raf Boogie, Rex, Steve Ford and Tamas Jones. Revolver Sundays with Boogs, Spacey Space, Darren Coburn, T-Rec and more. Tuesday 19th, Melbourne Fresh. Wednesday the 20th, Mega Brain. Thursday the 21st, Leg Up with Small Tough. Coming up, Johnny Rock and The Limits, Pablo Disco Bar, Lee Mortimer from the UK, Sam Clark and The Keepers, Blunted Monk and Thoughts, The Reptiles and BLX. Check mosticks.com.au. Revolver Upstairs, Triple R sponsors.
If you're interested in helping kids in your community, the SPAN African Homework Group supports newly arrived students from African backgrounds with their schoolwork. SPAN need volunteer tutors who can help provide these students with positive experiences. You don't need to be qualified. Training is provided. For more information, call Leslie on 9480 1364 or email Leslie at spanhouse.org. A Triple R community service announcement.
Yes, check off. Right. Yes, check off. Right. Yes, check off. Let's take a look at the manager.
Let's take off my signature.